Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieser Podcast-Reihe Speed Learning Englisch. Und heute gehen wir noch ein bisschen intensiver in die Wochentage rein. In der letzten Podcast-Folge hast du die Wochentage schon trainieren können. Ich habe dir erklärt, wie du sie dir ganz einfach merken könntest, nämlich indem du sie mit den germanischen Göttern verbindest, die ja auch den deutschen Wochentagen, mal abgesehen vom Samstag und vom Mittwoch, den Namen gegeben haben. Und jetzt geht es einfach weiter. Wir führen die erste Übung gemeinsam durch und dann hast du Zeit, wieder in deinem Tempo, gegebenenfalls mit Anhaltepausen, diese Übung noch einmal selbstständig zu machen. Okay. Hi, Jonathan. Nice to meet you.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm fine too, thanks.
Great.
Good to see you.
Yes.
Let's go into the days of the week a bit more.
I'd love to.
I repeat again the sentences from the last video and then ask the question. And what will you do on?
Okay.
Then I name Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and so on.
Got it.
Your task is to answer my question and say what you do on each day of the week.
Perfect.
If you don't know the vocabulary, look it up on the internet.
I won't.
Let's begin.
Okay.
On Monday, I will talk to my colleague on the phone. And what will you do on Monday?
I will go to my father.
On Tuesday, I will inform my colleagues about our new project.
I will go and visit my mother.
And what will you do on Tuesday?
I will go and visit my mother.
On Wednesday, I will book a table at the restaurant. And what will you do on Wednesday?
On Wednesday, I do the shopping.
On Thursday, I will have a coffee in the cafe. And what will you do on Thursday?
On Thursday, I will have a glass of champagne with my friends.
On Friday, I will email my clients. And what will you do on Friday?
On Friday, I will go to the zoo.
On Saturday, I will go to the zoo with my family. And what will you do on Saturday?
On Saturday, I will go to the sauna.
On Sunday, I will go to the theater with my friends. And what will you do on Sunday?
On Sunday, I sleep the whole day.
I like to do sports at the weekend. And what do you like to do at the weekend?
I like to go on my boat on Sunday and weekends.
That works out all right.
Perfect.
Once again.
Okay.
But now with different answers.
All right.
On Monday, I will be on the phone with my colleague. And what will you do on Monday?
On Monday, I meet the American president.
On Tuesday, I will inform my colleagues about our new project. And what will you do on Tuesday?
On Tuesday, I will meet the Russian president.
On Wednesday, I will book a table at the restaurant. And what will you do on Wednesday?
On Wednesday, I will meet the Chinese president.
On Thursday, I will have a coffee in the cafe. And what will you do on Thursday?
On Thursday, I will meet the Indian president.
On Friday, I will email my clients. And what will you do on Friday?
On Friday, I will meet the French president.
On Saturday, I will to the zoo with my family. And what will you do on Saturday?
On Saturday, I will meet the Brazilian president.
On Sunday, I will go to the theater with my friends. And what will you do on Sunday?
On Sunday, I will meet the German chancellor.
I like to do sports at the weekend. And what do you like to do at the weekend?
I like to play golf with the presidents.
Great. You've learned quite a lot now.
Thanks.
You can be really proud of yourself.
I am.
Now it's time for a break again and then we'll see you at the next exercise.
All right then. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Also, jetzt hast du die Möglichkeit, genau wiederzugeben, was du Montag, Dienstag und so weiter im Laufe der Woche machst. Es kann etwas sein, das tatsächlich stimmt. Es kann etwas Erfundenes sein. Lass dir einfach etwas einfallen, lass deiner Kreativität freien Lauf. Und du hast gemerkt, dass die Pausen zwischen den jeweiligen Aussagen relativ kurz sind. Also stoppe diesen Podcast und lass dir Zeit, um das Ganze ja, einfach wirken zu lassen, um dir zu überlegen, was du tatsächlich am Montag, Dienstag und so weiter tust oder mutmaßlich tun könntest. Manche Leute baden jeden Samstag, manche waschen ihr Auto jeden Freitag, manche machen am Donnerstag den Wocheneinkauf, wieder andere gehen zum Tennis, zum Tanzen oder zum Tantra. Lass dir was einfallen, du bist an der Reihe.
How are you? I'm fine too, thanks. Good to see you. Let's go into the days of the week a bit more. I repeat again the sentences from the last video and then ask the question. And what will you do on? Then I name Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and so on. Your task is to answer my question and say what you do on each day of the week. If you don't know the vocabulary, look it up on the internet. Let's begin. On Monday, I will talk to my colleague on the phone. And what will you do on Monday? On Tuesday, I will inform my colleagues about our new project. And what will you do on Tuesday? On Wednesday, I will book a table at the restaurant. And what will you do on Wednesday? On Thursday, I will have a coffee in the cafe. And what will you do on Thursday? On Friday, I will email my clients. And what will you do on Friday? On Saturday, I will go to the zoo with my family. And what will you do on Saturday? On Sunday, I will go to the theater with my friends. And what will you do on Sunday? I like to do sports at the weekend. And what do you like to do at the weekend? That works out all right. Once again. But now with different answers. On Monday, I will be on the phone with my colleague. And what will you do on Monday? On Tuesday, I will inform my colleagues about our new project. And what will you do on Tuesday? On Wednesday, I will book a table at the restaurant. And what will you do on Wednesday? On Thursday, I will have a coffee in the cafe. And what will you do on Thursday? On Friday, I will email my clients. And what will you do on Friday? On Saturday, I will to the zoo with my family. And what will you do on Saturday? On Sunday, I will go to the theater with my friends. And what will you do on Sunday? I like to do sports at the weekend. And what do you like to do at the weekend? Great. You've learned quite a lot now. You can be really proud of yourself. Now it's time for a break again and then we'll see you at the next exercise.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.